Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the morning, live on My Talk at your convenience on our app. Download old episodes whenever you want. We're not calling them old, though. We prefer to call them perfectly aged. I'm Jason, Lex, and Holly. And now Holly has the full-size dirt alert. Talk to us, Holly.
Oh, Jason and Alexis, Dakota Johnson. I love what she has to say. She loves sleep. And she told this to the Wall Street Journal. She said that if she gets less than 10 hours of sleep a night, she can't function properly.
Oh, wow.
And that she can easily sleep for 14 hours straight.
Wow.
Dakota Johnson said, sleep is my number one priority in life. She doesn't have a scheduled wake-up time every day. Instead, she plans her sleep routine on a day-to-day basis. She's like, look, if I'm not working and I have a day off on a Monday, then I'll sleep as long as I can. Oh, what's that like?
Yeah, I was going to say, wow, that is awesome.
Yeah.
But okay. I do sometimes wish I didn't sleep. You know, we get so much more done. But it does feel really good to get up from a refreshing nap and get over
6 hours
our day.
Later for you, Alexa.
Yeah. Yeah, it was multiple cycles of REM.
She's a little much for me.
Right.
She's a little much. Extreme. She kind of drives me a little batty, but okay.
And
I'm glad that you can prioritize sleep like that.
Yeah.
You were very lucky there, Dakota.
Oh, I'm just jealous. Like, full stop.
Oh, totally. Oh, my God.
I am jealous.
My bitchiness is, please, pure jealousy, Holly. Pure jealousy.
She has oh, my gosh. If you see her house in Architectural Digest, oh, my gosh, it's amazing. She just kind of, you know, floats through life.
Pure jealousy.
Pure jealousy. She's going to be in the upcoming movie, Madam Web, next year. So she's getting in on the Marvel Cinematic Universe kind of sideways because that's a Sony thing. Mm-hmm. But we'll be able to see her then in the near future.
Yeah, I'm very confused by that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Same. Is it good to sleep 14 hours a day?
I don't know.
Huh.
I don't. Is anybody a sleep doctor?
That's a good thing. Is it?
I think that's too much.
I really don't know.
I think it's.
Yeah, sweet 7-8.
I'm sorry, Holly.
Oh,
yeah.
Go ahead. 7-8.
7-8. Yeah. Anyway. Wondering.
Well, something we're not going to be wondering about. James Gunn, speaking of superhero movies, you know, he's rearranging the kitchen over there at Warner Brothers in the DC Cinematic Universe. Mm-hmm. He's confirming that Nicholas Hoult is going to play Lex Luthor in Superman Legacy. And he's dishing a little bit. He's very happy about this. And he had a dinner date with Nicholas Hoult to discuss the character. And he said that it's going to be different from anything you've seen before and will never forget.
Wow, that's like saying,
can't wait.
Never before seen in Bachelor history. An unforgettable Bachelor finale. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I believe, though. You're right. They speak in a lot of superlatives in Bachelor Nation, but to see his version of Superman, I'm excited.
I'm, believe me, if there is a superhero movie, I'm a little, it's oversaturation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking to you, Marvel. But if there is a superhero movie that I'm actually very excited to see, it is this. I trust James Gunn. I trust all those involved. I think they're going to return Superman to the light, bright, inspirational, motivational hero that he should be. Yeah. He's not dark and drab. He's not a dark and drab. He's an optimistic figure. So I'm done now. I'm done.
Well, we'll see, Jason, if your dreams come true when Superman Legacy hits theaters on July 11th, 2025. Okay. So we got a lot of time. Let's talk about Selena Gomez. She's cuddling with Betty Blanco. They are PDAing it. She shared a new photograph after defending her relationship with her new boyfriend. Well, it's not even new. It's new to us because allegedly these two have been dating for at least 6 months.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah.
Get it, girl.
Yeah. Well, the controversy comes because Betty Blanco is friendly with her ex, Justin Bieber. And they've worked together.
Oh, my gosh.
We are in middle school, Alexis.
Dude is married. He's got a wife. They're over each other.
Back off. Stop the madness.
Oh, well, speaking of stopping the madness, happy birthday, Taylor Swift.
Oh,
happy birthday. Gosh. Because she was out with some of her gal pals, including Selena Gomez, ahead of her birthday today. Congratulations, Taylor Swift. You Sagittarius queen. You turned 34 today.
Mm. Wow. We love a good celebrity birthday, even if it's hers.
I can't wait to see how everyone celebrates her today.
Oh, my goodness. Seemingly skipping Time Magazine's gala, despite being named the person of the year last week. Last night, no, she wanted to go on a luxury dinner with her friends.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's what she's doing.
I wonder if she's going to regret that.
What, going out to dinner?
I regret talking about this.
People want to know what Taylor Swift is doing.
Yeah, and actually, that's such a good point. Can we blame them, or do we blame
us?
Those people covering it? Yes, I mean us and others who are following them around.
Are we the cringe?
We are the cringe.
Or the cringe?
It's the circle of life. Oh, the circle of cringe.
The circle of cringe. Is she cringe, or are we the cringe, or are we cringe for acknowledging the cringe?
It's all
that is
cringe.
The question.
That is. There is a concept, an old concept of movie going that could be making a comeback. How do we feel about that? Holly Roberts will pose this question to humanity. But right now, don't forget to follow us on social media. Lex in the City is Holly D. Roberts and Jason Matheson. We'll be back after this.